Like a pirate, I have hijacked at PCM Creative's mobile phone. This is the reason why you have passwords and passcodes on your phone, otherwise people start to use your account. But in this instance, it's not very hackerish or pirate. I actually asked if I could use her phone.
You have permission.
And the reason for that is anybody would think we're doing some kind of sponsored walk. And I'm wearing my Nomad jacket and I'm getting quite a sweat on. I'm taking on a certain characteristic of a mouldy hull fish establishment.
And I'm stuck with the old backpack.
Yeah, and I'm stuck with the old backpack as well. Okay. Oh, boom, boom, ding, ding. It's your phone actually, yeah. If you hit me, I drop this. As easy as that. So we've just come back from the living rooms at Living Room Knots on Twitter. The lovely, the effervescent, very organised Ruth, who does all the project management there at Living Room.
Great event.
Was really good. Really good. And I'll tell you why it was really good. And that's the reason why I'm doing the audio booth, to break it down. First thing, a very laid back, very relaxed piano playing in the background, which was the real draw for me.
Yeah, live.
In terms of, you know, the idea of, you know, you've come out of work, you're in a bar environment, but you're not there to drink necessarily.
It was a Tim Minchin.
Yes, okay.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I can subscribe to that. I can subscribe to that.
We'd like to have Tim Minchin, actually, at some of
Shut up. Anytime you've had a red wine, it's Tim Minchin. That's not true, but I just thought I'd throw it in there because it might be true. You know, it's one of those things.
On Twitter. You never know.
Never know. I like the way you adjusted your hair when you said that. Nice. Yeah, so we sat down and a few people that we knew came over and people tried to tell me about their blog. Or bloggazine, as they called it, which is a bit bizarre, but never mind. Bit of education, bit of telling people what
Facebook
you did.
Pages. We've been told about their Facebook pages and identities and traumas.
There you go. And I just felt like it was a really good event. I like the fact that the little canapes came out on slates. The first thing in my mind, which is tells you a lot about my mind, really, is where are the slates come from? Has somebody somewhere got a roof with no slates on? Or do they just keep these stacked up? I like the idea. I need to find out who the guy was or the lady was who decided that they were going to serve food upon slates. Because that's a decision right there. Truck going by, 1 second. The food was great.
The food was great.
We're now walking.
The organisation was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was good.
And that's coming from me as an events organiser.
Yeah, but it was
very hard to please.
But like the reason why you thought the event was great was because of what? Certain characteristics.
Yeah, just I mean Ruth's attitude and demeanour, just awesome, and just there wasn't too many people there to fill the space.
Yeah.
There were people who wanted to be there, and they were all looking for something slightly different, and that event provided the thing that brought them together as being slightly different.
And do you think that's because of the venue, or do you just think there was a certain kind of energy in the room at that time, or people just want something different, or what? What was it?
Well, I think the venue is key, but the venue is merely the bricks and mortar of the people who are inside it. I think if it wasn't for Ruth and her energy and inspiration of what she wanted the event to be, it wouldn't have mattered where it was. That event could have been anywhere.
Sorry about the noise. It appears to be somebody who doesn't understand the need for an exhaust system on their motor vehicle. Yeah, so great event. I hope they do those every fortnight or every month. That was at the Living Room Knots. And Ruth, that was Ruth's first event. It was sort of like, can we do a business mixer? And my answer would be definitely yes. You know, the wine was fabulous, the food was fabulous, the presentation, the service was fantastic.
I know the people who were there for business seemed to be of a certain level as well. There was this, was it RSVIP? They all seemed to be members of this network. And there seems to be a caliber of business person that's a member of that group, which I think is also very valuable, because they were all really interested to be there. They weren't really pushing their businesses. They were interested to find out who was in the room.
Yeah. Cool. So check that out. It's going to be doing the rounds on Twitter. Follow them on Twitter at Living Room Knots, also at Phil Campbell, also at Karen Lyons, at PCM Creative. I don't know why. Have you got Karen Lyons? You should have Karen Lyons as well, really, shouldn't you?
I should. I think I've got Katie Reeves.
I don't think I've ever said that. That must mean that the red wine is fabulous.